Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks chickens dream of one day being pot pies, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight. Our last show before the big day. Big day meaning, of course, December 23rd. It's not as big a day as Christmas, but that's your last big day before Christmas Eve. It's your last day to run around and shop, run around like a maniac, pull into a huge mall and go, oh my gosh, I didn't think this many people lived in this town. Look at all these cars. I don't know. I'm kind of a last minute shopper, so that's what I deal with every single year. And that's what I'll be dealing with tomorrow. So I will see you all out and about as we do our last second Christmas shopping. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. We are broadcasting live statewide from the beautiful City Deck Studios here at WGBW in Green Bay, all across our beautiful state. It was foggy here in Northeast Wisconsin. I don't know what it was like over the rest of the state, but it was balmy, I would say. Balmy 3 days before Christmas. Got a fun show tonight. Joining me in a little while is WRJN morning host and civic media personality Don Rosen. He is kind of a radio legend, if you will, and a pal of Jerry Seinfeld's from childhood. They went to grade school together until they were about 13. Don's got some fun Jerry stories, and we've kind of been talking about Jerry all week because he ate at a Milwaukee restaurant last weekend. We talked to the restaurant owner on Tuesday. We played some Christmas clips from Seinfeld, and we're going to talk to Don tonight. So it's like a week on and off. It's the inadvertent Seinfeld week, and that will continue a little bit more tonight with Don Rosen, who will be along at 8:30. Tom Clark and Stephanie Clark are comedians, and they will be here at 9 o'clock. Tom is a Wisconsin guy from Milwaukee, great comic. He's going to join me in a little while to promote something he's doing here in Northeast Wisconsin after the new year. And he's added a Milwaukee day to that, too. So Tom Clark fans, you can see him in one of two places. And he's brave. He's coming back to Wisconsin in the dead of winter. I rarely did that when I lived in L.A., but you know what? It's not so bad. Tom's a pretty tough guy. I'm sure he can handle it. Now, his wife, Stephanie Clark, will be with him. She's going to be opening for him. They work together sometimes. I don't know how Stephanie will do with a Wisconsin winter. My research shows she's a California girl, so we'll see if she's looking forward to this or just doing it to be a good marriage partner. So Tom and Stephanie Clark will be along at 9 o'clock. That'll be fun. And then Mike Clemens is going to give us a rundown of sports this weekend. Kind of a lot going on between the Badgers and the Packers and the Bucks. Mike will fill us in as he always does. And I want to ask Mike when he's here about a sports movie I saw recently that I just thought was phenomenal. Because that's what we do here. We talk movies and TV. I like to hear what guests are watching. I like to hear what listeners are watching. It's kind of an open forum here. And we've had some good, it's been a good exchange of ideas. So I want to see what Mike is watching. I don't know, he pictured like a sports reporter, like only watching sports movies. But maybe he wants nothing to do with sports when he's not working. But that would surprise me. So tonight's question is, what is the best Christmas gift you've ever received? Sometimes we go, I'm a little jaded. You know, I'm an older guy now and I'm starting to approach middle age. And, but tonight, we're going to go out on a positive note. What's the best Christmas gift you've ever received? Let us know. Call us or text us at 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Conrad Krieger is the producer tonight. He's waiting for your text or calls. Hey, Conrad.
How's it going?
It's going, buddy. You ready for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You done with all your shopping?
Nope.
No. All right.
I got to do it tomorrow.
You got time? What's the rush? Jeez, it's 48 hours away. You'll be fine. So we have not a lot of birthdays today. I always like to see who the showbiz birthdays are. And I couldn't even come up with anybody today that I really wanted to talk about. Eddie Vedder's birthday is tomorrow. I'm a Pearl Jam fan. He turns 58. Coach Jim Harbaugh, possibly headed to the national championship game, turns 59. Jim Harbaugh is a year older than Eddie Vedder. That's crazy. And he's not as good a singer. But that's strange. He seems so much older to me. I don't know why. A lot of great movies were released today and from Hollywood. Sure, it's because this is just a few days before Christmas. But Any Given Sunday came out in 1999. True Grit, the remake with Jeff Daniels in 2010. Sing 2, great movie in 2021. That's one of those movies that, like, I was blown away by Sing 1. I watched it with my daughter. She was like 10. It was such a fun movie. Sometimes these kids' movies just come out of nowhere, like Toy Story. Toy Story and Toy Story 2 are still two of my all-time favorite movies. Sing is up there, too. Sing 2 is great, too. Philadelphia came out in 1993. Hotel Rwanda, Don Cheadle, came out in 2004. Castaway came out in 2000. Tom Hanks has probably had a movie released. Not just every year. He might have had a movie released every day of his adult life. That's how many movies Tom Hanks has made. So Castaway came out in 2000. Night at the Museum, written by the very funny Tom Lennon. 2006, Waiting to Exhale. That was a big one in 1995. The original Mummy, 1932. Remember that movie, Conrad? How old were you then?
I wasn't born.
Conrad wasn't born when the Mummy remake was made. Probably, right?
What? When 24? Was that?
That's probably late 90s.
No, I was born in 1999.
Okay. All right. So you might have just made the cut. We Are Marshall, 2006. Scent of a Woman was released in 1992. That, tomorrow, actually. I have to be honest. That is the movie that kind of changed my opinion of Al Pacino. Not of his earlier work. I love Al Pacino. But he got to a point where it was just like, man, what is he doing? He's like overacting and going really big. That hoo-ha, Scent of a Woman. I don't know, man. And Heat, too. Very over the top in Heat. I got all excited about the De Niro Pacino scene in Heat. There was all this buzz. Robert De Niro and Al Pacino were doing a scene in Heat. It's going to be legendary. And it was a good scene. But, man, Al Pacino was over the top in that movie, too. I don't know what's going on. Maybe he's mailing it in. He's earned it. Great actor. But some strange choices. Good Morning Vietnam was released on December 23rd in 1987. And the movie Bright in 2017. I want to say Bright was the first big Netflix original movie. I don't know if I'm remembering that correctly, but I remember it used to be when Netflix started doing their own movies. I would spend like a Saturday night. I would start 5 Netflix movies, watch 20 minutes and turn them all off. And then I've got like a full movie under my belt, but I couldn't finish anything. It's really kind of eh. And they've gotten better at times. But Bright was the first one. It was Will Smith. Then there was a guy who played like an alien, I think, or something. And it was like, it was okay. It wasn't terrible. So I guess that's what that's where the bar was set for Netflix movies in 2017. You're probably wondering, as was I, are there any cool Christmas birthdays? There are. Jimmy Buffett was born at Christmas, died just maybe a year ago. Annie Lennox turned 68 on Christmas. Sissy Spacek turns 73. Humphrey Bogart was a Christmas baby. And Cab Calloway. That's a pretty good lineup of Christmas babies. No one, I was looking it up and I'm like, there's no one so awful on this list that it would ruin Christmas for me. And that was huge. So, because when you look at like celebrity birthdays now, when you look up celebrity birthdays, it's all these influencers. They're the celebrities. And they're all like 11. Or 14, like, I don't even know what they do. Like, I guess influencing is a skill. I can't even influence my own kids, so I don't know how they do it. So I will tip my hat to the influencers, but I don't. Are you influenced by an influencer at all, Conrad?
No, I wouldn't say influencer, but sports personalities for sure.
They influence you?
Yeah, definitely.
So you see someone dunk. And then you want to go out and dunk? How do they influence you? Like clothes to buy, stuff like that?
No, I was talking about like sports personalities in the way of people who do radio for them.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what I eventually want to do for my career. So.
Oh, really? I thought this might have been the pinnacle of your career, but no, Conrad's kicking me to the curb, folks. The second a sports gig opens up, he's out of here. There might be a job opening here soon.
I'm sorry, Pete.
Hey, I was a very mediocre athlete. I was the all-time pregame scoring leader for Marinette Catholic Central High School. I broke a guy named Dick Lesperance's record. He was the previous record holder for pregame scoring. And I shattered it junior year. So, yeah, I don't get that. I don't get what the influencers do. And I'll tell you another thing drives me nuts on social media. If you go to like Instagram, they always have this is how it's tagged. Couple humor. Couple humor, never laughed. I cannot stress this enough. I have never once laughed at a couple video. They think they're so cute. They usually have the wife dressed, she's usually attractive and some skimpy, and the guy's a dope. And she's always letting him know what a dope he is. I've never laughed at a couple video when they're trying to be funny. That's just me. Let me know what you think of that. I don't know. Am I too jaded comedically to laugh at a young, cute couple trying to get followers and thinking they're funny? Am I?
No.
Do I sound like a crabby dude?
No, you know they're just doing it for views and clicks. And so, no.
Terrible. Just terrible. Also, today is National Mathematics Day. Boo. Next. Not a math fan. And it's also National Date Nut Bread Day. So, for the nine of you who eat date nut bread, rejoice. Today is your day. Those are two of the most sexless national holidays I've ever heard of. National Mathematics Day and National Date Nut Bread Day. Oh, there you go. That's how you open a show, Conrad. You telling me your future boss in sports is going to be that funny?
I don't think so.
Was that funny? Hey, we got a couple texts already. Johnny West Ranch took up the whole ping pong table in the basement for years. All right, we got to decipher that text, but we got to go to a break first. I need clarification on that text, Conrad. Hey, this is Pete Schwab. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Sister's saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, you can't hang around.
Crowd, there's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwab. I will be looking for a new producer soon. Conrad is ditching me. For the world of sports. I don't blame you. Okay, so what? All right, we got to read. Our question tonight is, what's the best Christmas gift you've ever received? We want to kind of go out. Here's our last show before Christmas, and we want, we will be here. We're going to do a best of on Christmas, so you can still tune in for that. Best, we've been on 3 weeks, and oh man, did we have a lot of material to pull from. But we will be airing a best of. So, what's the best Christmas gift you've ever received? We got a text. It says, Johnny West Ranch took up the whole ping pong table in the basement for years. All cardboard. Used to chase our Chihuahua dog under the couch so she would drive the wagon. Okay.
I'm so confused.
Well, it sounds like a fun house. I will say that. And Johnny West, that's a cooler name than Pete Schwab, I will say that. Oh, and our nightly text from Conrad's mom, love this, Paula Krieger. Homemade presents made by Conrad and Conrad's brother Asa when they were kids. What kind of present did you make your mom, Conrad? It stuck in her mind, whatever it was.
Well, when I was in elementary school, they'd always do, have an arts class, you know?
Sure.
And during this time, we'd always make something and then give it as a present. So I honestly can't remember.
That's a good public school system you had. Teaching your kids to be cheapskates at a very young age. Love your mom's text. That's awesome. And Johnny West Ranch, if you want to text in further clarifications, I will read it because I'm curious where that was going. That was cool. So I did this right now today. This big thing on Facebook was you're supposed to highlight. And it's one of those things, we want to see if you're seeing my posts and all this stuff. I'm so scared to do that or share this because it shows that you get the algorithms and all that. I feel like I'm giving them, like I'm giving Mark Zuckerberg my social security number when I do that stuff. Like somehow they're tapping in. I don't partake in any of that stuff. So I don't know. And I also hate this. This is why I don't use Facebook when I'm on my laptop, because when someone messages you, it pops right up. So it's like they can tell you've seen it. Whereas on your phone, that doesn't happen. You got to kind of retrieve the messages when you're ready to respond. But now I got it open on my desktop and the message pops right up. Oh, Pete saw it right away. Why aren't you responding? I don't know, Mom. Give me a second. So as I mentioned, we've been talking about Jerry Seinfeld all week because he was in Wisconsin. My next guest is a childhood friend of his. So I thought we would kind of lead into that segment with some clips from Seinfeld. And this is one of my favorites we're going to start with. Let's do the pretzels are making me thirsty, Conrad, because this one, Kramer gets a part in a Woody Allen movie. He's an extra, and then he makes Woody Allen laugh. And Woody gives him a line in the movie. And here's that scene.
Say, I turn to him and I go, boy, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Is that how you're going to say it?
No, I'm working on it.
Do it like this. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. No, see, that's no good. See, you don't know how to act.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. Oh, that was no good?
I didn't say anything.
All right, I'm going to go break up with Owen.
What was wrong with that? I had a different interpretation. Do you know anything about this pretzel guy? Maybe he's been in the bar a really long time and he's really depressed because he has no job and no woman and he's parking cars for a living. All right, shut up! Shut up! I hear you! I'm coming down! These pretzels are making me thirsty! Yeah!
George in that scene was parking cars. The guy who parks the cars on the block had to leave town. So George took over because he was between gigs and he messed it up. So that's one of my all-time favorite. And it's kind of a classic Seinfeld scene. So as Don Rosen, he has a funny Seinfeld story too I want to ask him about. But that was a great episode. And then, you know, you guys are always welcome too. I want to say this. This show is supposed to be an open discussion about TV and movies we're watching. Always feel free to text in or call in with what you're watching. Just clarify, because we do a question every night, but if you have a show, I want to hear it. I mean, as much as I've been in show business my whole adult life in various capacities, comedian, writer, host, whatever, but I'm also a fan. So if you're watching something you love, don't ever hesitate to call it in or text it in. I want to know. So do we have time for one more clip?
Kinda? Yeah, we do.
Let's do Jerry Goes to Rent a Car. This Jerry has to... Now, this is the same episode, actually. Jerry's car got stolen. Jerry has to rent a car. He's made a reservation. Take it away, Conrad.
Get right to the point.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have no midsize available at the moment.
I don't understand. I made a reservation. Do you have my reservation?
Oh, yes, we do. Unfortunately, we ran out of cars.
But the reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservations.
I know why we have reservations.
I don't think you do. If you did, I'd have a car. So you know how to take the reservation, you just don't know how to hold the reservation. And that's really the most important part of the reservation, the holding. Anybody can just take them.
That's so great. And then later, the woman really ticks off Jerry, and he's so mad he's been inconvenienced. She says, do you want the insurance? And he says, yeah, you better give me the insurance because I am going to beat the hell out of this thing. Okay, so we've got a little more clarification here. We will get to the bottom of this text. It is from the 920, and it says all cardboard. Okay, so I think what they're saying is the best Christmas present they got was all cardboard?
I don't know.
We need more, 920. Chime in. And we got some more text too. We'll have to get those after the break. Here's one. We already read that one. It was fun. Okay. It was a whole, here we go. Here's more clarification. It was a whole ranch. Barbies lived there, had many of plastic horses, but the dog was better. Oh man. To lead the wagon. Oh God. I don't know.
I'm still lost.
We still need clarification. Keep those texts coming. User rates may apply. That's all I'm going to say. Hey, in just a couple minutes, we have a radio. This guy's been in radio his whole life. He went to grade school with Jerry Seinfeld. He's the WRJN morning host in Racine for Civic Media. And I talked with him a little bit the other day on his show, and we had so much fun. I invited him to come on my show on Tonight Light here. So he will be along after a quick break. His name is Don Rosen, and he's a really good guy and a radio kind of, he's been in radio his whole life. So I have many questions for him. Later in the show, Tom and Steph Clark will be here. They are a comedy. They're not a comedy team. They're a marital team. And they are both comedians and both very funny comedians. Tom is from Milwaukee. We'll talk to him. He's doing a fundraiser here in Northeast Wisconsin in February. And then later in the show, Mike Clemens. Right now, we'll be right back with Don Rosen. This is Pete Schwabe. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, I finally have figured out what this texter was saying. That's the Bodines, by the way. Very underrated Christmas song. It's called Christmas Time. Great song. Great band. So this texter, okay, our question tonight is, what's the best Christmas gift you've ever received? Chime in, call or text 920-264-0606. This one texter, I think, typed very quickly or something. Conrad and I tried to figure it out. We couldn't. We sent it off to the FBI lab. They couldn't figure out what this guy was saying. Now we got another one. He sent back, or she sent a 920 from the 920, just sent back an LOL. That I understood. But now we have clarification. Okay, Johnny West Ranch. I just Googled this on the interwebs. Johnny West Ranch was a cardboard like little set with horses, plastic, and they're saying Barbie-sized. Had a beautiful plastic wagon with red wheels. That was my dog, a chihuahua size that would be captured, which we always got in trouble for, to lead our Barbies around. So maybe it's a woman. I don't know. I'm not here to judge. That's so awesome. That sounds like a great gift. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for clarifying. Now we know what we're dealing with here. That's fantastic. So Tom and Steph Clark will be along in a little while. Hopefully nothing has happened in their marriage between the time I book them and the next half hour, and they'll be joining us shortly together in matrimonial harmony. Right now, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the show, WRJN morning radio host, Don Rosen. Don, how are you?
I'm doing well. Can I answer your question about the greatest Christmas gift?
Yeah, I was going to ask you anyway.
1962 or three, I'm dating myself. My parents, it's the only time I ever snuck into a closet and looked at a gift. It's the only time. And it was called the Remco Caravelle Radio. It was a transmitter.
Okay. Wow.
And I was able to broadcast to an AM radio station in the house. And then I thought, well, if I get close to a telephone, I can touch the wires to a telephone. And therefore, within two or three houses, you can actually hear me broadcasting if somebody's AM radio was near their telephone. And some of the neighbors did that. And I thought, well, if I connect it to the incoming wire from the telephone into the garage will get out further. And I was going three blocks with this Remco Caravel radio. And that's what started me in radio. Now, cut to that 3 or 4 years ago, my son found one on eBay in mint condition and bought it for me.
Oh, man. How much was that? Really cheap or really expensive, probably?
It was a gift, so I didn't ask.
Yeah. Okay. I always ask my kids how much they spent on me, so I know how much I have to love them back.
Yeah, but, that's what started me in radio. That's
so cool. That's a great story. Wow. And what was it called? A Remco?
Yeah, R-E-M-C-O. Remco was a big toy manufacturer in the 60s. Remco Caravel. You could see pictures of it if you Google it, because I have pictures, though. I saved a whole bunch of pictures of it. The Remco Caravel radio.
Oh, I'm really glad your parents didn't get you like a switchblade or a shovel, because that could have sent you on a whole different career path, my friend.
My dad was in radio. He worked part-time for 1010 Winds in New York. So I always hung around. I always was able to hang around a radio station as a kid.
It's in your blood. That's so cool. So you're back in the air on Racine after quite a while here on Civic Media. How's that going? Tell us a little about your show.
It's good. When when Civic Media spoke to me, I said I didn't want to do a screaming political show like I did before on the station. It was very, you know, heavy on you, just yelling at people. But that's how we generated phone calls.
Sure.
I said this one's going to super serve Racine, and I'm going to get everybody I know who has anything to do with the operations of Racine, whether it be the arts, whether it be the history of Racine, whether it be the mayor. The mayor comes on once a month. Everyone's going to be involved if you're in Racine, and that's what we've done so far. We've got the Racine County Eye, which is a news organization. We've got the Racine Theater Guild on the air, the Racine Historical Society. We've got the Downtown Racine Corporation. I mentioned the mayor. And if it's got something to do with Racine, we do it. The Wisconsin Historical Humane Society, which is based in Racine. We have them on the air. With everything Racine.
That's great.
And this year we're going to do something new. I checked with the people at Civic Media. They were all for it. WRJN is 98, just started its 98th year this year on the air.
Jeez.
And I realize that we're losing people fast in radio. Huh. The people I, you know, worked with. Because I started when I was 18, and those people in their 30s and 40s, they're gone.
Yeah.
The first station I worked at turns 100 next year. There were only three of us left from those days.
Wow.
So I wanted to take everybody I can find that's still alive that ever worked at WRJN over the past 98 years and talk to them for an hour on the radio.
That's pretty cool.
And I spoke to the Racine Public Library. They will take the audio and archive it and save it forever.
Oh, look at you, man. Great idea.
Yeah, maybe about 50 years from now, somebody wants to know what WRJN was like. We'll all be gone, and they can go to the Racine Public Library, go to their archives, and listen to everybody who we can find that's still alive. So that project starts in January and runs for the whole next year.
That's great.
See what we get.
Yeah. So I'm curious, because you're a morning host. I've listened to, you know, over the years, just a wide array of morning personalities. Some are real hyper, some are more mellow. What do you think people want in the morning? And I assume that's what you're doing. But what's your taste for morning radio? More mellow, kind of hyper to get people going? What do you think?
Okay, when I listen to morning radio, if I'm driving around in the car, I like talk.
Yeah.
I just do. I love oldies, but in the car, I listen to talk. And I've got all these talk things on the radio, and including WRJN, when Civic Media took over, they went to talk. So I listen to talk.
Yeah.
And I also love old-time radio shows. I mean, I listen to Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Our Miss Brooks, The Jack Benny Show, Gunsmoke, all those old-time radio shows. I love them.
Yeah, that's so cool. Are those your influences, too, would you say? Is that you bring a little bit of that to the air?
No, you know, I don't think so. I grew up, my dad loved talk radio in the car, and I think that's why I liked it so much. He didn't like music radio when we traveled. And we always, when he worked for 1010 Winds, they were a music station in New York. Then they became the first all-news station ever. They were the one people that started it. So we listened to all-news stations. And then there was a lot of talk radio in New York. And that's just, I love listening to it. WNBC in New York used to have all these great guys like Lee Leonard, Long John Neville, all these classic guys I used to listen to all the time. And I always wanted to do talk radio, but, you know, you're a disc jockey too, so we do both.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So how did you end up in Wisconsin? I don't know if you told me that the other day when we talked. How did you end up here?
Oh, man, I can't remember. I think I was hit over the head and brought into a car and dropped off
sack
on Main Street. Yeah, a sack over my head.
Well, you've done pretty well considering if that's your story.
Real quick, here's how it happened. I worked in New York radio. The New York people, they bought a station in Atlanta, and they asked me to do mornings in Atlanta. I quit there in a year, went to WSB radio in Atlanta. A guy in Milwaukee heard of me, and he asked me to come up to Milwaukee, and I worked at 103.7 for about 10 years. And then the guy who bought WRJN asked me to come to work for him, and I did.
That's how
I got to WRJN. So it's like a zigzag, you know.
So you were gone for a while. What did you do in that time?
I was in a coma.
Oh, sorry.
No, I
You sound like you've really come around, though.
No. Even though I was working at WRJN, and this is going to be a technical term for listeners, they're not going to understand it when I tell them, but I voice tracked radio stations. And that's just simply, you can listen to a person at a radio station across the country. He may not be there, but it sounds like he's there. And that's what I did. So I've been voice tracking stations for about 20 years now in Oklahoma, Nebraska, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. I do some work in Ripon, Wisconsin. And currently, I also do a morning show in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
From Southeast Wisconsin?
All from my house.
Jeez, and your house, yeah.
WRJN, I physically have to go in the building to do.
Yeah.
But that's, so you asked what I did for the last 9 years. I was voice tracking stations all over the country. So I never stopped working on radio.
So I would assume, just because you seem like you're engaging and like to talk to people, is that you prefer that over what you were doing before, voicing radio?
You know, even though I it's an 80s rocker I do out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. It's interesting. It's fun. But when you talk for an hour, 2 hours, like I do in the morning, you feel good when it's all over because you talk to somebody. Somebody may have learned something who's at home.
And yeah.
I didn't know that before. I didn't know the Racine Theater Guild puts on productions. I never knew that about the history of Racine. I never knew. The mayor said this is going to take place next year. I didn't know that. The DRC is doing this program downtown. I never knew about that.
Huh.
So, and you can get music a lot of places. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, if you would like all these, there are thousands of places to get it. I wanted the morning show at WRJN to be the only place you can get information about Racine. And it is. It's the only place where every morning for 2 hours, we're talking about Racine. Now, it's a morning show, so you have to have some fun and entertainment in with all that information. And I try to get that in there too, so.
So that it was going to lead me to my next question. My guest is Don Rosen. He is the morning host on WRJN in Racine here on the Civic Media Network. Lifelong radio guy, and I love talking to people with the kind of experiences you've had, Don. It's so much fun. But you just said something about that's the only place they get information. How important
about Racine?
About Racine. Sorry. How important is that? How important is local radio?
Well, you know, again, you can get national news in a lot of places. Now, on Civic Media, most of the radio shows talk about what's going on in Wisconsin. You can't get that all the time anywhere else.
Right.
And at WRJN, although we carry the Civic Media programs that talk about what's going on in Wisconsin throughout the day, in the morning, it's super focused on Racine. So I call it super serving the city of Racine. And, you know, I've been in much bigger cities before.
Yeah.
But in Wisconsin, it's, I think, the third largest or...
Yeah, it's not tiny.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people want to know what's going on in their town. And we're doing that. We're telling everybody, here's what's in Racine. You know, I had a friend of mine. He started Summerfest in Milwaukee. Rod Lancer is the comptroller for the city of Milwaukee. He said something interesting once. He goes, the people who live in a town are the worst tourists for that town. And he's absolutely true. People who live in Racine don't have a clue to what's all over the city. I mean, they really don't. There's a lot going on in this place.
They just get stuck in their own little worlds. Yeah, probably.
I grew up in New York. I've never been to the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I've seen it a million times. I drove past it in Lower Manhattan all the time. Also, the Empire State Building. You know, when I went there, when my daughter was about 12 years old, I took her there. I must have passed that building a million times.
Oh,
and
that's so great.
I'm my own worst tourist.
Yeah.
And that's the way people are in Racine and in Milwaukee.
So, all right, we got about, I hope you can stick around for another segment. We've got about a minute left to go to break, but I want to ask you, you seem to like it there. What's the best thing about living in Southeast Wisconsin? And I'm going to warn you after the break, we're talking some Seinfeld, buddy, but for now, what is the best thing about living in Racine?
You know, it's big enough and small enough at the same time where I know a lot of people in town over the years. I have a great time. Right down the block for me is the Racine Zoo, and I host the Sunday concerts all summer long. Been doing that for about 14 years. And it's just everything I want to do is right here. I live only about two blocks from Lake Michigan.
Oh, man.
I used to walk my dogs there every day.
You got Milwaukee right there, not too far from Chicago. Yeah, it is.
I'm right in the middle. Yeah, yeah. My brother lives in Kenosha. And,
oh, that's so great.
It's really great. I love it here.
Okay, Don is going to stick around because he went to school with Jerry Seinfeld. And we're going to talk about that till they were like 13. And we've kind of been doing a Seinfeld thing all week because he was in Milwaukee last week. So we'll get some inside info from Don Rosen, the WRJN morning host in Racine. Can you tell where I'm from? I have further clarification on a text we're going to read too. And coming up at the top of the hour, Tom Clark and Steph Clark, comedians. They're going to join me, both very funny, and Mike Clemens later in the show. This is Pete Schwabo. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabo. We are broadcasting live statewide from beautiful City Deck in downtown Green Bay at WGBW. So I have to read this full text. There's kind of a positive part and kind of a negative part. The best Christmas gift, I'm definitely going to read this, I've ever received is the show Nightlight, hosted by Pete Travel. That must be an autocorrect. Or maybe I should change my name. It helps me end my night on a positive note. I really mean that, Pete. Love your work since I heard you fill in on the other radio station. We won't get into that, but thank you very much. By the way, Conrad, take a memo.
Yep.
920-264-0606. The number we give out on our breaks to text never works for me. Only works to call, not to text. Well, give us a call then. And text. Folks, you can text on the Civic Media app, too. It's so easy. The app is easy to use, and there's a text button right at the bottom. You can text through that, too, if you're having trouble getting through. But thank you for letting me know that. And the nice words, that's from the 262, and another one from the 920. Now that I researched it, I wish I still had it. That's the Johnny West Ranch. Have you ever heard of that, Don, a Johnny West Ranch toy?
No.
It's pretty cool. I just Googled it because I hadn't heard of it either, but that's the best Christmas gift this person's ever gotten. I don't know that it steered them toward a career like your best gift ever, but so Don Rosen is originally from New York. You told me a little bit and tell the listeners a little bit, Don, about your relationship with Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, and I'll tell everybody, we were 5 and 6 years old. We were friends.
That's still pretty cool.
Yeah, we lived in Massapequa, New York. I lived on Westgate Road. He lived on Eastgate, about 5 or 6 houses from each other. And his dad was the local sign guy in town. He'd signs. He painted signs for my brother's band and so forth. But, you know, we went to kinder. I sent you a picture. Did you get the picture?
Yeah, I did. It was. Oh, I thought I responded. If I didn't, I apologize. It was great.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's a picture when we were about 6 years old in that picture. And, you know, went to school together, grammar school. And, you know, we went to each other's birthday parties. I think I have 8mm movies here. I got to get on DVD or something. And you know, running around the backyards together. We, you know, just friends growing up.
Yeah.
Then we went to religious school together, and when we were up to 13, and then he moved to a different side of town and went to the other high school. There's two high schools in town. And that's where I lost track of him when we were about 13 years old. But up until, you know, 4 years old, five, six, seven, you know, right through the formative, the Wonder Bread years.
Yeah. And you remember what I called you the other day?
What's that?
You're the original George Costanza, buddy.
That's right. I told you my friend told me it was the original Albert Brooks.
That's a pretty good one too. Are you a fan of this show, Seinfeld? I assume
yes,
you are.
I have them all on DVD, but I watch them with my wife. I can give you all the dialogue. I can tell you everything about every episode. And I think I told you there are little things to watch out for in the show.
Oh yeah.
That you'll see when Jerry walks down the street occasionally, a distance will say K-A-L signs. That was his dad, Cal Seinfeld. He was a sign painter. Selwyn Drugs is Maurice Selwyn, who lived across the street from him. So it's little things like that you see on the show that you probably wouldn't notice in a million years.
Can you tell the story about the guy that was miffed that Jerry never calls him anymore? I've thought about that all week, and it's just made me chuckle. Because you're right. Who still hangs out with people from when they were seven, you know?
Yeah, I know. Okay, this guy lived next door to Jerry. He was literally right next door. They shared the side of the house. So I lived next door in Massapequa. And we all went to school together. We were all in grade school and so forth. And I guess when Jerry became super famous, this guy, and I don't want to give his name, but he, you know, kept calling Jerry, and Jerry had nothing to do with him. So at our 20th high school reunion, he came up to me and said, "Do you believe Jerry will have nothing to do with us?" Well, I said, I haven't seen him since 13. He said, "But I keep calling him. He doesn't want to acknowledge me. I was his best friend all his life." And that's the way he was about it. Now, there was an episode on Seinfeld where a guy named Joel Hagman or Hag something like that. He was Jerry's old friend from growing up, and he wanted to be friends with Jerry, and Jerry didn't want anything to do with him, and he started crying in the diner. And that's the guy who wore the turkey sandwich, and he said to the waitress, "Is this real turkey? Is there a real turkey back there?" And Jerry said, "How can you talk to the waitress like that?" That's who this guy is based upon.
Oh, that's funny. Now, you wonder if he saw that, if he would be flattered. Or if offended, you know what I mean? Like, some people, if they get mentioned, even if there's kind of a shot being taken at them, they're still sort of happy they got a mention somehow, you know?
Yeah, well, I just know that, you know, he felt so offended Jerry didn't want anything to do with him. And I said to him, you know, Jerry's got his own friends. I mean, how old were you? And, you know, but he left that side of town when he was 13. I mean, you know.
I listen, Don, I'm not judging Seinfeld, but I check in with my friends when I was five once a year, at least. We get together, we do Play-Doh, and we have milk and cookies. I don't know. Maybe Jerry's different, but so.
You want to hear one sad thing?
Yeah.
I have all the friends I hanged out with. There were six of us. One's left.
Oh, no.
Me and my friend Johnny, they're all gone. And, you know, one was a suicide, one went crazy and killed herself by accident. I mean, it was all odd things. They didn't, you know. And, you know, you feel bad because, you know, I went to a high school. Our graduating class was 970 people. So the attrition rate is really huge as you get older. And it's kind of sad, but, you know.
Has anyone asked you if you have a good alibi?
I wasn't anywhere near there.
Okay, sure. Yeah. I'll vouch for you. We got a couple minutes left. I just want to get your take. The Soup Nazi episode is one people talk about forever. I have to be honest. Some of those got so big. Those are like my least favorite episodes. It's the ones when they were the early ones where they were in the apartment mostly and just talking about stuff. Are you a fan of like the Soup Nazi and the Elaine dancing and that kind of stuff? I mean, they're still funny. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know.
Yeah, I like them all. I just watched the other day in reruns I watched their Real and the Spectacular with Terry Hatcher. That was a good episode.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. I mean, they're all, every one of them's good. I mean, I don't think there's a bad episode on there. Even when Jerry goes to school. And by the way, the school he's talking about is a real high school on Long Island where he loses the book Tropic of Cancer and the library.
Oh, I love that one.
Is Mr. Bookman.
Yeah, that's so great. That's one of my favorite episodes. Yeah, that's great.
When I have the people from the Racine Public Library on, I say, do you have a library detective there? He goes, no, we don't have a Mr. Bookman working for us.
Don, this was really fun. I really appreciate your time on a Friday night. Thanks for hanging out, and let's do it again soon.
Okay, my friend.
All right, buddy. Have a great night. That's Don Rosen. Check out the WRJN Morning Show in Racine if you're down in southeast Wisconsin. He's kind of a radio legend. He's been around a long time, and God, with a voice like that, is it any wonder? Conrad, did you like Don's voice? You're so checked out of here already. You don't even know.
What do you mean?
When I get back, we are going to welcome two very funny people to the show. You won't want to miss this. This is Pete Schwabba, and you're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Some guys in the shooting pool, and I heard the sound of acapella groove.